Questions 43 through 45. 4-year-old James asks Mac for a turn with the truck Mac is playing with. Mac says no. James hits him. He knows no other way to get what he wants. 6-year-old Sarah asks Abby if she can hold Abby's doll. Abby says no, so Sarah just gives up and walks away. She also lacks an alternative idea to achieve her desire. How does your child cope with frustration? Does he pout, walk away, lash out, give up too soon? Or does he bounce back and find a different, more effective way to cope with his frustration? Here is an example of how Zachary solved his problem. When 4-year-old Zachary asked Seth if he could borrow his wagon, Seth refused, explaining that he needed the wagon to pull some rocks. Zachary then said, "I'll give it right back." When Seth still refused, Zachary did not lash out or give up. Though he may have thought about hitting Seth or just pulling the wagon away, he didn't, because he also thought about what might happen next if he did that. He realized that Seth might grab the wagon back, they'd fight, and he'd lose a friend. He'd also lose the opportunity to play with the wagon. So, being a good problem solver, Zachary tried again, searching for a way to satisfy both himself and Seth so that their needs would coincide instead of conflict. He said, "I'll help you with the rocks." This way, Seth could still play with the wagon, while Zachary could play with it too. This time, Seth agreed, and the two played happily with the wagon together. Zachary's ability to think of another way to solve his problem led to success instead of anger or frustration. Had their teacher prevented Zachary's way of thinking by demanding that Seth let Zachary have the wagon because he already had his turn, or suggesting that the boys play together or take turns, or, as some teachers and parents might, taking away the wagon so neither boy would have it, Zachary would have been deprived of his opportunity to bounce back the way he did.